2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're all here, looking all festive and frivolous at the same time. Are you? Who's frivolous? Who's festive?
I'm everything.
Frivolous.
All of the above.
I like to be festive.
I'm festively frivolous and frivolously festive. What? There's Froggy, and there's Danielle, and there's Gandhi, and there's Garrett, and there's Scotty B, and Nate with his man bun. Profile, please. There it is. There's Scary, and of course, Brody's in the den. What was your idea for the podcast today, Nate?
Oh, I think we should each find a news story that we found interesting that didn't make it onto the show today or yesterday, and then discuss it.
Okay. When it's my turn, let me know, because I did find one.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll start then. We'll give you some time.
I don't need time. I already have it.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Did you guys hear about the FBI digging for gold?
No.
Okay. Apparently, back in the Civil War in 1863, there was a gold shipment that was supposed to be going to Philadelphia to the Mint, and it got lost or stolen. And it's fabled to be missing somewhere in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
And that should be like a large amount of gold.
Yeah, like millions and millions of dollars of gold. So I remember as a kid growing up that my dad told me, hey, somewhere, because we would go camping and whatnot, he goes, somewhere around here, there's gold buried. So we would go looking for gold, and of course we didn't find anything. But
is that the real reason why you went camping, not for camping version, because your dad wanted to find the gold?
Maybe. I can't remember. But
He was going to rip you off had you found it. You know that.
Listen, hey, if I got even one gold bar from my father, I would have been a happy camper. But apparently the FBI somehow got a tip, and they went digging for it back in 2018, but they didn't find anything. So they say now the conspiracy is that they found it and just didn't say anything about it.
Or it's still out there.
Yeah.
That too. So let's go. I'll drop everything right now. I'll nope out of this show and go look for gold.
Okay.
I'll nope out of this show.
Nope out of the show.
So I think that's the most interesting. I think that'll be more interesting than any one of y'all's story.
Oh, wow. Nate, wow.
Wow. You can be a complete asshole about it. That's fine.
Beat me.
I felt bad you didn't get any gold when you went, but now I hope you lose.
Yeah.
Well,
Who's next, Nate?
You're in charge.
Well, I think Skiri should go.
Okay. This is kind of hard to describe, but there's a new kind of crypto called NFTs. Have you guys heard of these?
Yes.
Where you can buy and own a moment, a thing. It could be a sports play, like Michael Jordan's slam dunk in Game 7 of whatever. It could be, for instance, like Jack Dorsey, the president and CEO of Twitter, his first tweet, which is like, I'm trying to get my Twitter up and running. These moments are going for mind-blowing money. Like, the thing is, it's so, these blockchains of technology allow it not to be counterfeited. So you own it. It's almost like...
What the fuck are you going to do with it?
It's almost like
how do you stop people from
having a star in the constellation? Like, I own that. But except they're not selling it to thousands of people. If I own Jack Dorsey's first tweet, it belongs to me, and apparently this is stuff to
and
watch,
what,
guys.
How do you make money off of that?
Like, who cares?
What are you going to do with it?
It's intrinsic value. This is going to grow over time. You guys, watch what happens in the coming months. You're going to look, if someone's watching this podcast a year or 2 years from right now, you're gonna think we're talking a foreign language, that nobody is like thinking that this is going to be worth money. Like, I'm telling you right now, you may want to invest in these moments and buy these things. They're going for auction. It's crazy.
But if the tweet is out there for all to see, then what does it matter if I own that tweet?
I can screenshot it for free $99.
Right.
And the thing with, so NBA Top Shot is the big one right now that's going for a lot of money. And the LeBron James moment went for $250,000, right? The problem is I can go on YouTube and find that same moment.
Right.
And just because I don't own it, so whoever's paying $250,000 for a moment to own, you're pretty much just...
You're a dumbass.
You have so much money you can throw it
may
away.
May I say something? Yeah. I'm not going to say Scary is full of shit because...
No, I know.
Who thought Bitcoin would be worth something?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And who thought that this thing called the internet would turn into something?
What is internet?
So, you know what?
Yeah.
Would you do an Elvis Duran in the morning show moments to sell?
It's too early for me to get in on this, but I'm just.
It could go for some crazy money. We could make a lot of money off this. Rob Gronkowski.
So far, yep. It sort of sounds like a Billy McFarlane Fire Fest type of thing. Like, hey, buy a moment. For $1 million. Just buy it.
It's Joel behind this.
Scary invested in Fire Fest.
Another alert just came over. Rob Gronkowski is now the first person to invest in this kind of thing. In the sports world.
Follow Gronk.
Okay. And listen, I know he won the Super Bowl, and I'm glad and everything, but he's not exactly the Rhodes Scholar.
He did put out a bunch of virtual baseball cards and
trading cards. I found fascinating.
Okay. Cool.
Keep an open mind. Doesn't mean you have to put a penny of your own money into it.
Right.
But, you know, don't poo-poo things so fast when it's this early in the game. You'd never know where it's going to go. Yeah. That's just my thought. Just a thought.
We are stupid, though, if we buy into this one. I'm sorry.
It can't be counterfeited. It has blockchain technology like Bitcoin.
And I get what you're saying, Scary, but to me, it's like, if I can find it, like we said, someplace else, what does it matter who owns it? That doesn't make any sense.
And how much does it cost to screenshot it, Gandhi?
Yeah. Free $99.
Thank you.
I can afford that.
I'm going to buy an idea and own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they call those patents, don't they?
Right.
Yeah.
Scary, can you tell us when you buy your first one? I'm really curious to see which one you buy.
You got it.
Okay.
Go buy an NBA one, Scary.
You see, look, I'm sitting here right now, and I'm skeptical as well, but I'm not going to be the guy who says, this is the dumbest fucking thing ever, and then Scary becomes a billionaire in 2 years.
Even if he does become a billionaire and it does go, it's still the dumbest fucking thing ever.
And this will be a moment. This will be the moment where Scary goes from idiot to billionaire. And
Scary, buy this. Buy this podcast. Buy it.
This is your moment. Scary, I will sell you this moment.
Okay.
All right. What else?
Well, since we're talking about dumbasses, let me do my story. So did you see the Uber driver that picked up those three girls in San Francisco? So he said to them, look, I need you to put a mask on. There's a gas station over here. I'll just stop and we'll get you one. And she coughed on him. She swore at him. I thought she looked like she was hitting him. She's like, fuck the mask, blah, 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 blah. Horrible, horrible, horrible. What a effing. I don't know how he kept his cool because I would have turned around and I would have beat the shit out of her. But anyway, she's now defending herself on Instagram. And she sounds like even a bigger jackass from her defense.
She really does.
She took his cell phone. She threw it. I'm like, what? A friggin' piece
of work. She
ripped
his mask off.
Yeah, yeah.
And coughed on him.
Yeah. What is wrong with people?
My favorite was that she made a little video where she's like, I'm only using Lyft now. Fuck you, Uber.
Oh, no,
Lyft
she's
forever.
Been, she's
and
been
then
banned.
Lyft was like, no, you're not.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's
banned.
Been banned.
Not so
Uber
fast.
And Lyft. Yep. They both banned her. So.
Now, seeing people act like that is just so embarrassing. I get so embarrassed when I see people act like that.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Gross. If you can watch the video, watch it because you can just see what an animal she is.
I had to shower after I watched it.
It's dirty.
So gross.
I got a good story.
Yep.
So Willard Weber from Littleton, North Carolina, only played the lottery once in his life before yesterday, and that was back in August. And he won $4 million. He had to split it with a coworker. So yesterday, he decides to play it again. He won again. He's played the lottery twice. He won $1 million yesterday on a scratch-off ticket.
Wow. Good for him.
That's amazing.
Can we go to Scotty B for comment?
I've spent $1 million and never won.
That's how that works.
You paid him.
This guy plays twice. He wins both times. He should never play again because he's got enough money. He's got $3 million now. He should never play again.
Wow.
Oh, my God. All right, I have a creepy story, but it's also kind of awesome. I don't know if you guys have seen the video that's circulating about the sea slug that can chop off its own head and grow a new body.
Damn.
It's cool.
That is awesome.
I wish I could do that.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You should get one as a pet, Gandhi. This sounds like right up your alley.
I would like to, but I don't trust it because since it can regenerate, I might end up with like 12 of these things. But it's really cool, and scientists are saying that they think it's because it's a defense mechanism. If they have parasites or something wrong with their body that they don't like, they just go ahead and chop the head off and build a new one.
Can you imagine, though?
They watched one do it twice.
If you have back problems, herniated discs, and you could chop your head off and get a new back,
Froggy.
No, I need one. I need a new head. My brain's got more issues than fuck knows.
No, it's the same head, a different
body.
Yeah,
same head. You're
screwed, Frog. I saw a story in the New York Times over the weekend. It's about a doctor back in the 70s that wanted, I hope I don't mess this up. He wanted to find a way to save a person's soul after they died. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, yes, so you saw this story. It's a true story. His theory was to take a head off of a monkey that was dying and put it on a monkey with a healthy body and see if that head could live. Therefore, assuming the soul is in the thoughts in your mind, he could save a soul from a dead body. And he transplanted, he successfully transplanted a head that only lived for a little while.
Oh.
And the monkey's head actually tried to bite him.
Oh.
Because, okay.
Well, that was perfectly placed.
Brody's having these own experiments in his own house with his dogs, I can see. So I think this is the only time a head transplant has been successful. But it, of course, like I said, the monkey did die. But for the few moments the monkey was alive, it tried to bite the hand of the doctor. Therefore, the monkey still remembered, like, hand coming toward me, need to bite it.
Wow.
It was an interesting story. Yeah. That wasn't my story, by the way.
You can't save a soul, but maybe Scary will try to buy it with electronic money.
You can't. Well, no, Elvis, to your point, I went down a rabbit hole about this whole soul thing.
Right.
And I read this story that the soul that we all have actually exists.
Yes.
Because they did this experiment where they had a terminal cancer patient or some terminal patient, and they knew they were going to die.
Someone's nose boogering.
Whistling booger.
Whistling booger. Okay, go ahead.
We're going skiing on Whistling Booger.
So there's this terminal patient that they knew was going to die, and this person accepted this experiment. They were in this chamber that was totally sealed off, and so any sort of weight that they had in their body, whether it's moisture or skin, was accounted for in this little chamber. Well, when they ended up passing, a very tiny amount, like 0.01 grams, just went away. So they determined that the soul has an actual weight.
Wow. Huh.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, if you haven't watched Soul on Disney Plus, it's really good.
So good.
Oh, yeah. So good. I heard good things about that.
Give it a shot.
I got one from Philadelphia. So this guy just put out a book where he claims he lived in Veterans Stadium in the mid-80s, in the Veterans Stadiums in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
He claims to have an apartment there. He didn't have any guests, never took pictures. The stadium, obviously, no longer in existence, so there's really no, like, way for him to prove that he lived there. So we're just going off the fact that he lived there. No one knew about it, just him. He said it was like being in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, where he had the field all to himself. He could roam the hallways when no one was around. And no one ever detected he was there? That's what the story says.
I'm kind of calling bullshit.
Yeah, there's no way to prove it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to move into IKEA today.
Yes.
He said he lived there from 1979 to 1981 in an empty concession stand inside the stadium that was refurbished but never used and used it as an apartment.
Does anything surprise you anymore?
No.
It definitely could happen. Absolutely.
No.
Could happen.
There you go.
Still don't believe him, but I guess could happen.
Okay, we still got a minute and a half left. What else we got?
We still have Brody and Scotty, don't we?
Yeah.
I'll go fast. You guys know about the cocaine bear?
Oh, I saw that.
Does it have a hole in the back?
No, you can't bang
Scotty.
It, Scotty. 1985 in the mountains of Georgia, apparently a bear found a 75-pound bag of cocaine in a backpack in the woods and ate enough of it, and then within 20 minutes, he died. Now,
right.
He may have been having a great time running around talking to himself for 20 minutes, but he died.
Oh,
so now they're making a movie about the cocaine bear.
Oh, my God.
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks. It's mostly going to be about the mystery behind the bag showing up in the woods, but at some point we'll see a bear eating cocaine. So, cocaine bear.
Give it the Oscar now.
What are you eating, Garrett?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh. I was in the mood.
How American.
That sounds so good.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Scotty.
I really don't have much. The most exciting thing I've heard this week is that Post is bringing back Waffle Crisp cereal.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
that's a story. Yeah, that's a story.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
Serial
I think
Killers
we're out of
podcast,
time.
Baby.
Oh.
Did Elvis, did you go?
I sorted it. Well, I had another one, but I went ahead and went with the guy who
Wait, I want the other one.
Monkey head.
Yeah, what's the other one?
No, no,
you
Scary, Scary may want to buy the moment, Elvis.
It's not as interesting as Monkey Head. Monkey Head was more interesting.
Monkey Head is always interesting.
Monkey Head's cool.
Scary.
Why are we
I'm buying this moment.
It's another moment that we're going to sell. All right, well, I guess we're done. So if you have an interesting news story you want to share it with us. Find a way. You'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.